Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Your first responsibility is to model. I mean, and mine too. I mean, and I'm saying it's easy. We can't do it without Jesus, but to model, the love of the Father. And ultimately, that is going to be a lot more persuasive. But I also think part of it is that when I do seminars for parents, there's a kind of a proverb that I like to talk about. It says that rules without relationships lead to rebellion. What happens, I think, with a lot of parents is, and in youth groups as well, is we want to kind of levy these rules and stuff. But without relationships, that's just gonna cause a problem. I think one of the most central words in the gospel is the word incarnation. That God became flesh. He fleshed out His love. He came and lived among us. I recall teaching my oldest daughter to drive a motor vehicle. It was one of the scariest parts of our journey together, and she's a very bright young woman, but she would, the first time we got in the car, it was just speed and sharp turns and quick stops. And of course, she gets this from her mother. And the other thing, I had a policy with my girls where you may disagree with this, or some of your listeners may think this is crazy, but I had a policy where I said, you're going to have to learn to drive with a stick. If you want to drive a family car, you're going to have to learn to drive with a stick and a clutch. That I'm never going to buy automatic transmission. But that way, you can always get home to me, no matter where you are, what kind of car you have or are with. And that was a problem because she wasn't able to grasp the dialogue that takes place between the clutch and the accelerator in a standard transmission automobile. And so every time we'd start to move forward at the intersection, it'd be just a series of severe, blows to the back and upper body. And, sometimes she'd look over at me and go, "Daddy, how come when I'm driving, you can't control your saliva?" And I was trying to be brave. One of my favorite comments of all time that she ever made was, "Are you okay, Daddy?" And I go, "Yeah, don't worry, sweetheart. It's just a bloody nose." But these driving lessons were hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember coming back to the house, and Maggie would meet us at the door, and she would sort of, she'd go, "Don't forget why you're doing this. Don't forget why you're doing this." And I wanted to say, "Because you won't do this," but she was reminding me of something really important. She was reminding me that my daughter's not going to learn this stuff about the road. She's not going to learn how to make the journey safely by just sitting in a driver's ed class. She's not mm-hmm. going to get it by watching scary movies. She's not going to get it by watching the owner's manual. That if I really want her to understand this stuff, I got to be in the car with her. I got to be right there beside her. Good times, bad times, uphill, downhill, because some truths are just too big.
Mm-hmm.
You can't communicate them with just words.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.